You're listening to SBS News.
We're often told to love thy neighbour in order to build a more harmonious society. But when it comes to multicultural communities, it seems suspicions about others is rife, and it's impacting on people's mental health. That's according to a new report by RMIT University, which studied 16 years of data from the Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey. It's the first study that empirically examines the effects of neighbourhood ethnic diversity on mental health. Researchers found higher levels of neighbourhood ethnic diversity were associated with poorer mental health, with lower levels of neighbourhood trust as the key factor linking the two. Dr. Sifar Churchill, a senior research fellow at RMIT who led the study, says it's a natural compulsion to be wary of strangers.
I think it's a natural phenomenon in the sense that if you do not know someone, if someone is different from you, you will not be willing to go all in terms of trust, right? It's so from a fundamental perspective, as part of our nature, trust comes the more you get familiar with someone.
Dr. Churchill says the link between diversity, trust and mental health was consistent with previous research.
The idea here is that in communities that are quite diverse, we tend to see people that are a bit different in different ways, and it's because we do not know them, you know, it raises some sort of natural anxiety or suspicion about what they are doing because they are different, among other things. And that level of anxiety or unsettledness that is associated with this lower levels of trust tends to hinder mental health.
It's a surprising result given Australia is known as one of the most diverse countries in the world, with more than a quarter of residents born overseas. Simply put, Australian neighbourhoods are ethnic melting pots. But if that diversity is impacting on people's mental health, what can be done about it? Dr. Churchill says the research shows it's not diversity itself that is the problem, but more likely the lack of trust that often accompanies it. And that's something that can be changed.
We probed deeper into this, where our analysis considered potential scenarios where we have diverse communities and homogeneous communities, both with high levels of trust. And the results actually did suggest that if you are in a diverse community with higher levels of trust, you tend to have better mental health than if you're in a homogeneous community. And so the key thing which we actually brought out in our policy suggestions was that the findings are calling for policies that actually promote trust in our neighborhoods. And so, for example, in diverse communities, we need to be, and not just diverse communities, communities in general, we need to be able to, at a local level, organize programs and events that brings us together, allow us to communicate, allow us to talk, allow us to know each other and go beyond the difference, the fact that you do not know someone and all that. This will build that level of trust.
Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.